I'm in my car again, trying not to cry again in a parking lot. I have an hour before I go see this black astronaut and Dwight speak at the girls' school. I promised I'd be there, and I don't know what to do with myself. I'm having a really, really hard period after not having one and changing healthcare directions and hormones, and now I'm on the birth control pill. The last time I was on the pill was in college, or just like when I was working in LA, and it made me psychotic. And I don't know if that's happening again or not, or if this is just life or Mercury retrograde or Friday the 13th or winter before winter, but this is not my season. And I probably am missing, you know, my therapist was out last week and I was out the week before. So definitely missing that check-in. And I would love to soak in water, but I can't because of my body right now. And I think I'm just not sure what I need to do to take care of myself as I take care of other people and hold space for people, like in the work I'm doing with the life reviews and Unsent and all of that stuff. There's a lot of beauty and I love it, and it's like really what I want to do. It's also hard for me to not take on people's things, you know, and hold it with them. And so yeah, I'm just confused about how to do that, and I keep looking at like social work and other trainings or going back to school. But if I were gonna go back to school, it'd be great to go for writing. But I don't know if I'm just hiding by going to school and not believing I already have the tools. But yeah, I just feel a little depleted. The girls, we still haven't gotten our Christmas tree. I think this Christmas is even harder than last Christmas without my mom. This one just feels impossible to have energy around it. Like, we don't have the decorations up, but I managed to get them a advent calendar. But it was Sayla's birthday right after Thanksgiving, and now they have another week of school and then they're out for like 3 weeks. And yeah, I just am a little confused and lost, and I look horrible. I look like I've been crying, which I have. And yeah, this feels very like maybe I shouldn't be taking this pill. It also feels like maybe this is great and I just feel how you feel, and holidays are hard. But yeah, we don't have any plans, and I don't have energy. I just need to lay back in bed, but I'm out. It's freezing, like so cold. And I just don't understand how I'm supposed to do this for half of my life. Like, I don't know how to enjoy it. We went to a cabin, we snowshoed. It's great, it's beautiful, and it's cold, and I just want to be on a beach. So maybe there's a part of me that's not doubling down on all this work we're doing here because I just don't like the cold. But I don't want to sabotage anything. Anyway, I just feel like this is a moment when I would call my mom. And so I'm doing this instead. And we had a beautiful Three Things women's meetup, and I'm really glad to be helping other people connect. And I guess I just need to figure out how to ask for help, continue to ask for help and reach out to people when I'm not doing well. So yeah, I know people have it really hard, and I'm supposed to talk to a few women I've done life reviews with today, and I still haven't called Nancy. And yeah, I don't know if this is just who I am now, like just crying and exhausted and bloated, but hopefully not. For Saxon's sake and everyone's sake, but I just would love to get a new perspective, and I just am not able to do that. So I'm going to get a coffee and meditate and walk around outside and hope those things help, and get my hair cut and avoid work and housework as much as possible, and just pray a miracle happens and it just gets done without me doing it, or figure out a way to be okay not doing it. My dad is happily with his girlfriend, and I just have a really hard time with it. I want him to be happy, but I don't want to hear about her. But that's kind of a lot. That's what's talked about now, and it's just it's heartbreaking for me, really. And very happy for him. But yeah, just feeling really bad, and just thought I'd put that here. I don't know, somehow. Hopefully it helps other people know it's not just them if they feel the same, or yeah, I don't know. We're supposed to get our Christmas tree after they have their cooking class tonight, and it's going to be cold and dark, and I'm just like, why? Why don't we just stay home and not do Christmas this year? But I also love Christmas, and my mom loved it, but it's just so far from where it used to be, and it's so expensive, and they want a dog, but there's no room. There's just no room for another being right now. Maybe a guinea pig. Anyway, if you hear this and you're in Denver and you're nearby enough to hug, maybe come give me a hug. Or let me give you a hug with consent. But yeah, I know, just this isn't an easy time for so many people. But yeah, how do you give everyone back their rose petals after you've shown up for them? This is my question. If I'm really going to do this work with elders and sense and trauma and triggers, and how, like, I'm not a doctor. I wasn't trained to, like, have good boundaries. Like, I don't know what boundaries are. So anyways, yeah, there's another episode of me sitting in my car avoiding things. Okay, I love you. Also, when someone's not doing well, it doesn't help to tell them that they sound like a broken record. This is a note to spouses in particular. Like, don't say that to people. If it's not the same problem, if it's happening again and again, you might also be part of the problem. Just a thought. Okay.